I think that it's a great thing. It's a good thing that for me that I love to help customers with all of that. I love when I can spend the time with people and go over supplements or CBD or lifestyle modifications or just de-stressing and just taking the time to talk to a patient and them just talking about themselves and trying to figure things out and put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Welcome to the Balance Wellness Solutions Podcast with pharmacist Dr. Courtney Sanfelice, where we will discuss all things related to health and wellness, getting to the root cause of health issues, and learning how to create a balance to obtain all of your wellness goals. Hot topics including CBD, gut health, nutrition, immune boosters, Ayurvedic health, women's health, essential supplements, and so many more. Here's your host, Courtney Sanfelice.
Hello, everyone. Dr. Courtney Sanfelice here today to chat with you about healthcare and functional medicine and pharmacy and everything in between. I just wanted to let you guys know what's going on out there with me and a little bit of a background about what I do as a functional medicine practitioner. So, for those of you that don't know, functional or integrative medicine encourages more time and effort on disease prevention with patients instead of waiting for that disease to manifest. So the incidences of, let's just say, heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, they could all be significantly reduced through better lifestyle choices. But instead, we find ourselves seeing these diseases that are occurring in epidemic proportions. And, you know, as an integrative practitioner, it's using understanding of a patient to make recommendations that are basically going to lead to disease prevention and, you know, slow or reverse the disease progression altogether, which is pretty awesome. So it's an idea, a philosophy that's based on the balance of mind, body, and spirit, and to find the root cause of an underlying condition and get to the bottom of it in order to move forward and be on the best path to health and wellness. So in a world where our healthcare system, you know, it's pretty much broke here in the United States, it's become a situation where I talk to a lot of my colleagues in the day in the pharmacy and a lot of doctors, nurse practitioners, physicians assistants, they all, you know, speak about how disheartened they can be in their day when they have 10 minutes with a patient. And they know, as well as I know, that that 10 minutes isn't enough time for them to get to too much information when you really want to take a deep dive and listen to a patient and listen to everything that they have going on and put together all of the pieces of the puzzle, because that's what it's all about. And, you know, as physicians, you know, I hear from my colleagues saying, well, you know, I had 10 minutes. The insurance companies have their mandates and they're allowed X amount of time and they're booked with X amount of appointments. And, you know, I see this with people in the pharmacy when they come in and they'll say, you know, they have a prescription, they'll come in and they either, you know, don't know why they're on it. They need me to explain it to them when they just got out of a visit with their doctor, or, you know, they don't know why they're put on this prescription. Like, is there something else they could do? Do they really need to take this prescription, or can they use something, you know, over the counter, a supplement, even lifestyle changes? And, you know, I see this and it's disheartening too, to me, because a lot of times in the pharmacy, it's too busy for me to be able to speak to every customer coming in and giving them, you know, advice on their prescriptions if they want to switch things up a bit and make some lifestyle changes or, you know, try and go off some prescriptions. And, you know, as a pharmacist, I see this, you know, every day I see it. And I see a lot of patients, you know, disheartened as well when they, you know, are frustrated or confused, or they don't know, they get out of that appointment and they feel confused because they don't know, you know, they don't have answers. They're still not feeling well, whether they're on a new prescription or they were told, you know, okay, let's monitor something, or whatever their results were with the doctor. They come in and, you know, rely on us on the front line in the pharmacy to help. And I think that it's a great thing. It's a good thing that for me that I love to help customers with all of that. I love when I can spend the time with people and go over supplements or CBD or lifestyle modifications or just de-stressing and just taking the time to talk to a patient and them just talking about themselves and trying to figure things out and put the pieces of the puzzle together. So, you know, healthcare isn't just treating one system of something and looking at it from a specialist point of view, whether you're a cardiologist or, you know, an endocrinologist, and you're looking at one system in the body to try and help solve a health condition. It's looking at the big picture. It's looking at the patient as a whole and looking at every factor in their life and bringing together their home environment, their work environment, their family life, in addition to the physical component of their health. And, you know, in a doctor's appointment, they don't have time to do that. And functional medicine is all about that. It's putting together, you know, what patients need especially when you're doing integrative medicine, looking at, you know, there's a time and a place for Western medicine and prescriptions and all of that stuff. But there's also getting to the root cause, not just taking something as a Band-Aid, but rather finding out why something is happening in your body and then treating that root cause so that, you know, it almost reverses or heals what's going on in the body. So this past month, I kind of did a thing. I decided that I was going to take a few steps back, both physically and emotionally, and I decided to change up my position in the pharmacy. So I relinquished my title as pharmacy manager and my role as the pharmacist in charge through the State Board of Pharmacy. And I decided that, you know, working these full-time hours in the pharmacy and spending all of my extra hours in my relatively new functional medicine practice, that it was really not bringing me joy. It was very stressful in the pharmacy, not being able to do what I love to do and help people the way that I like to help them. And I decided that I wanted to take these steps back and focus more on the why, focus more on the cause, and work with patients in that capacity. Don't get me wrong. I love what I do in the pharmacy. I signed up for that hectic, fast-paced environment 16 plus years ago, and I love it. I truly believe it is my calling from God to be to be in that situation, to be in a retail independent pharmacist where you're helping people and that fast-paced environment. I love it. But I feel that I could do more for people in a capacity of working one-on-one with them as a functional medicine practitioner and help getting to that root cause and help healing people. So while I'm not leaving the pharmacy, I'm still staying working as a pharmacist, just less hours. I am going to be focusing more on seeing clients in my practice. So I just want people to understand more what functional medicine is about and what they can do with a functional medicine practitioner to help themselves to be their own advocate for their health, because nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to spell it out. Even when you go to a doctor these days, that time is limited. You need to know the questions to ask, and you need to still look out for yourself and do the research, because it's not all going to get handed to you. And things could be going by the wayside with your health and wellness if you're not, you know, doing the things to prevent, doing the things to keep well. So with functional medicine, it really emphasizes a relationship-centered care with the practitioner and the patient. It develops an understanding of the patient's culture and beliefs, and it helps facilitate the healing response. It focuses on the unique characteristics of the individual person based on the interaction of the mind, body, and spirit. So it's so unique and individual based on the person, on the client, what their needs are, what their goals are, and working together with them to create, you know, goals that are attainable to their personal needs. It regards the patient as an active partner who takes personal responsibility for their health. And it's so, so important to do that. It focuses on prevention and maintenance of health with attention to lifestyle choices, including nutrition, exercise, stress management, and emotional well-being. It encourages providers like myself to explore our own balance, my own balance of health that will better help me facilitate this change so that I can use my own experiences, which I always love to do. I always love to try new things and I love to share it with my clients to better help them. And it helps me understand the way things work and are if I'm trying something myself, which is to me is very important. It requires me as a practitioner to act as an educator, as a role model, as a mentor to help my clients, to help them achieve their goals. Functional medicine uses natural, less invasive interventions before turning to, you know, more costly, more invasive procedures when possible. We want to help prevent and maintain rather than treat. Functional medicine, it uses an evidence-based approach from multiple sources of information to integrate the best therapies for each individual patient. So whether it be functional medicine or whether it be Western medicine, whatever the patient's going to benefit from, knowing when to say, okay, we need to go do XYZ with your primary healthcare practitioner because it's something that needs a little bit more attention if it's something that can't be treated with functional medicine. Functional medicine searches for and removes barriers that may be blocking the body's innate healing response, which is so important, which is why we run so many, you know, tests and do so much subjective compiling of information from clients when it's really listening to the patient and listening to what they're saying and how they're feeling and incorporating that into medicine. As functional medicine practitioners, it's we all need to see compassion as practice. So, you know, again, listening is so important. I think a lot of patients, what they do is that listening factor is where traditional medicine, where it's lacking, where people feel like they're not being heard. They're just being kind of pushed away with a quick fix. And in functional medicine, what I do as a practitioner, listening is the most important thing, gathering that subjective information, people giving you, you know, their medical history, any pertinent labs they have from the doctor. I always say to take on a client, I want them to be seeing their traditional practitioner and getting an annual physical through traditional medicine. I'm here to help in a capacity where I want to look at the root cause if the doctor is not. Accepting that health and healing are unique to the individual and they differ between every individual is what functional medicine sets out to do. It's very unique, patient-based, and you know, no treatments are the same when people present, no matter what they're presenting with, even if it's something, anxiety, one person isn't going to benefit the same way another person will. Some people might need to do lifestyle changes where some people might need supplements, and that's okay. And they might even need to incorporate a prescription with these lifestyle modifications or with supplementation. So it's all kind of fair game, but ideally, functional medicine is, I think it can deter people from actually wanting to sit down with a practitioner, because when you dive into it, it's not covered by insurance. There are different things, different tests, labs that are covered if you have a HSA account and we can bill through there. But traditionally, functional medicine there's no diagnoses that are recognized by insurance companies for functional medicine. So in the short of it, basically, there's no money for big pharma and all the large insurance companies and PBMs, the pharmacy benefit managers. They don't, there's no money for the big guys in functional medicine. So I know this might sound, you know, harsh, but, you know, it's, if people are sick and we promote people being sick, that's when all of these big companies are making money through the insurance and big pharmaceutical companies. So if people are sick, if people aren't sick, then the money doesn't go through to those big sources and those big streams of income for our government. So people are deterred, which kind of stinks. And I think it deters people from really achieving their potential because of cost. And it's disheartening as a practitioner, but I always like to tell people, again, like I said earlier, it's a focus on being your own self-advocate for your health. So, you know, look at what you can spend money on in a day, a month, a year, the things that you can maybe do without or put aside and say, hey, this is my health and my body for the future. Like if I'm not taking care of my body, who's going to? And the answer is nobody. You are your own self-advocate. You are your own person that's responsible for you and your health. And with me, I work with my clients to help you achieve your health and wellness and do the best that you can do for yourself and by sitting down and listening and getting to that root cause. So that's what I'm going to leave you all with today. I don't want to keep you for too long and repeat myself, but I just want you all to know what functional medicine is about. And, you know, it's not for everybody. There's people that, you know, that aren't interested in getting to the root cause. There's people that, you know, go through life and they're okay with prescriptions and they maintain and live perfectly healthy, happy lives on prescriptions. But there's a lot of people out there that aren't, that get that prescription and they're still not feeling right. They're still not feeling good. That underlying condition is still there. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here for you if you want to find a better way, an alternative way to maintain health wellness, whether it's maintain it, whether it's achieve it. If you have health conditions going on, we can work to get to that root cause. And there's so many different things we can do and just working together to set goals and work on them together. So I hope that you guys are all having a great day. If you guys want to contact me, my information, you can visit my website at balancedwellnesssolutions.net. You can email me at dr.courtneywithak.samfelice@gmail.com, or you can message me through social media. I hope you guys are having a terrific day. Stay safe and be well.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media, on Facebook at The Wellness Pharma Chick and online at our website, balancedwellnesssolutions.net. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, take care of yourself and be well.